What up, nerds? Welcome to another edition of Log In. Today's episode is brought to you by the officially open Bottles and Brew in Omaha, Nebraska. So if you're in the metro area, swing up there, get you a bottle and some brew. That being said, I am your boy, Mr. Fat and Fly, Tristan, and across from me is...
Fat and Fly, go ahead.
Come on, man, you can't be doing that shit. I got to do my intro, right?
I'm sorry, that shit just came to my head. I was like, oh, that's good.
Because you finally shaved your head.
And this your boy, Freddie, tall, dark, handsome. You already know what it is. And to my motherfucking left, we passed the Dutchie.
To the Carmelicious Lord. We going off the cuff today, okay? I'm sweeter than sweet tea.
The king of Carmel.
Lord Quad Damn himself. It's your boy, Brayden.
Quad damn it.
All right, so today we are going to talk about one of the most batshit insane superhero shows out
there. I'm
going
to say it's the realest because the correlation of what's going on in America and the boys,
that meme,
seamless.
That meme of Superman and Homelander, right, like right. How USA portrays themselves and how they actually are, I'm like, fucking spot on. Yeah, it does. It's like one of the, and you could tell Vought is Disney, and it's fucking hilarious. Yep. I'm like, dude, they're just putting the screws to everybody.
And the head popper is Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah, because how she was like anti-establishment, then she was like pro-establishment before she got, you know, voted out. She lost her election.
So,
but like, even the actor for Homelander, I think I read an article. It might have been him. He was one of the showrunners. But he's like, I purposely wanted to portray myself as Donald Trump when I was giving these speeches. I was like, were you name dropped, my guy? I heard he's like dope as shit offset. Like,
yeah.
Because he wears like platform heels to appear taller. And we know our ex-president wanted to like appear stronger and mightier. But like, it was just a thing, kind of like how Rocky had to stand on a soapbox when he went face-to-face with somebody.
Yeah,
that shit's hilarious. Dude, that show's so goddamn good.
It is. Like, I need that, and I need Invincible. Like,
that's funny, because I'm just starting to go back through Invincible again. I'm on, like, episode 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching it again, because they're going to drop season 2 very soon.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready for season 4 of fucking The Boys, man? This shit is... Episode 1, 14 minutes
shit.
In.
Fuck you. Season 3? Yeah, no, fuck you all the way through, dog.
Oh!
I text him right when I watched that bitch. I'm like, what is happening?
Because I left. He was like, oh, it dropped when the first episode. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, watch that shit. He texts me like 30 minutes later. He's like, you motherfucker. I was like, I told you.
You sick son of a bitch.
I was like, I told you.
He's like, I was like, oh, no.
That shit was something else, man. I'm like, come on, man. This CGI is too fucking much right here. Like, just sitting here looking at the dick hole.
Just walking, brushing the sides of the inside of the shaft.
I have never thought about anything like that in my life. So kudos to whoever the fuck wrote that.
Yeah, no, and anybody that's read the comic, there's no ties to it anymore. There's no more ties to it.
The comic is fucking insane.
It is.
I want to know, like, if they do with Homelander, what they did in the comic, because that'd be a what the fuck moment on TV.
That's what I thought Black Noir was gonna be, the what the fuck moment.
Yeah, but no, the moment I assume y'all. Well, Homelander's fucking the chick, and when he busts, his sperm leaves his dick with such velocity
like
that he explodes her.
Oh, okay. I think I heard that story before.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if they're gonna put that on, or maybe that's what the termite thing was, but. That shit was just fucking crazy.
Because Butcher's wife was able to take it.
Right.
And he raped her.
But that's Butcher's wife, you know. She got to look who she was married to.
He didn't have any powers then. He was just a...
But they call him the fucking Butcher.
That's his last name.
Yeah. But still, niggas know you as Butcher. Even
well,
if
when
that's
you're in the military, they always call you by your last name. Unless you have my last name, they have to give you a nickname. It's
just like, man up, hey, dude. You...
For real, they're like, they just put M and then the last three, just Moto. Just Moto, whatever the fuck, because I never had to go to the snake pit Moto. In the military because they could not say my last name. They're like, oh, hell. Because I was always on my face because I had a really funny ass, like, drill instructor. He was so sarcastic, but, like, he had, like, a Kevin Hart delivery, but funnier, because Kevin Hart's not really that funny. But, like, this dude, he was a short black dude, and he was just, like, conviction. Fucking everything he fucking said. And I would lose my military bearing constantly. He's like, "Mo, God damn it. Mo, don't get on your face." Oh, his name is Staff Sergeant Thompson. Good times.
Shout out to Staff Sergeant Thompson.
Wherever the fuck you're going. Hope you're doing stand up.
Serving and protecting.
He ain't the police.
I mean, they don't even serve and protect, so.
Right.
But yeah, back to the boys. All puns intended.
But yeah, no, like, I need more of the boys. Dude. Yeah, I need to go beyond the comic length.
Especially considering, like, what the news Butcher got at the end. And it's like, well, fuck, how are they about to do this?
I have no fucking clue.
So what's the news he got at the end?
Because, you know, he took the temp compound V to give himself powers.
Yeah, I did see episode 2 when he fucking split the right wing guy and had the gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Soldier Boy's sidekick?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you take that like 4 or 5 times, you're going to fucking die.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Your brain's going to be Swiss cheese, according to Starlight.
Yeah.
All right.
And he took it 4 or 5 times. So he's at the doctor towards the end of the season. And doctor's just talking. He's like, let's cut the shit. How much time do I have? He was like, 18 months tops.
Yeah.
And then.
And he's like, you shouldn't smoke. He's like, Carly, fuck off.
Yeah. He's like, but I got a year and a half to live. I'm about to go try crack. Yeah, fuck
man,
you.
This is Butcher, man. I'm telling you. They call him Butcher for a reason, and man.
So you ain't made it, but Huey takes it too.
Oh, I figured that.
And Huey gets teleportation powers, right? So Butcher was supposed to, Starlight tells Butcher that it's going to kill him if they take it again. And instead of Butcher just being a normal human being and like, hey, don't take this shit, this nigga just knocks the fuck out of Huey. Just straight. As soon as he comes out the bathroom, Butcher's just like, whack, nigga, just snuff him. He wakes up like, what the fuck? Butcher gone and shit. And then Huey calls Starlight to come pick him up because they had been beefing. And then she's like, did Butcher tell you? He's like, tell me. She's like, oh my God, he didn't fucking tell you. He's like, tell me what? Compound V is going to fucking kill him. And he was like, this fucker saved my life in the worst possible way, but he saved my goddamn life.
But he also did look at the compound, the tent V that was on the ground.
Yeah.
I wonder if he took it.
No. You didn't finish the...
I did. It's been like 2 weeks.
No, remember, because it was in his... excuse me. He was in the goddamn... that AV room of the studio. And he picked it up and looked at it and then looked at the switchboard and just turned on all the lights to superpower fucking Starlight.
But I was wondering like if he like kept it with him.
I think he did. Yeah. I think he did.
He gonna take that shit before.
That's going to be like a last resort. Like,
yeah. I have to.
Yeah.
But that whole turn the light bullshit, like, it was bullshit. Like, I was like, that's all she had was one bust after all that. But if she was that powerful with just a studio's full of lights, technically she could do that with the whole city, couldn't she?
I think so. Because that's where she gains her power from, like, absorbing the electricity, right?
Yeah.
That's...
I mean, her name is Starlight, so I mean... You will think it will be from the sun, like UV.
Oh, trust me, everybody's using Soldier Boy in debates now. Like, can his radiation erase people's mutant ability? Like, or since Luke Cage is experimental.
So, do they actually go in depth on Soldier Boy? Like, tell his backstory and shit on there?
Sort of.
They don't really deep dive into his backstory, but you get bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, like I know he ran in. They ran into the. His old girlfriend, the fire shooting bitch.
Yeah, Crimson something.
Yeah.
Red Crimson.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen. like, Sir Comes a Lot, something, something, something.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot about that shit. Dude, and when they did the, when they were making fun of all the celebrities during COVID doing the John Lennon song. Yeah. And I was just like, dude, this is so fucking great, dude. I'm like, this is
like,
fucking...
they were tying in America. Yeah. So hard.
Dude, they, like, yeah, finish that
about shit. Seth Rogen, man.
That shit is.
He's a Jewish guy who don't give a fuck.
Nah, Seth Rogen was.
He was on, like, a Omegle, like, beat off live stream type thing.
Yeah, because the Crimson Chick was doing like a OnlyFans show type shit. And he ain't, I don't know if he is Seth Rogen in the show, but his screen name is like Mr. Comes a Lot, and he's just sitting there beating his dick, watching her. This? You'll see it. You'll see it.
Oh, yeah, because she did get the fuck away, right?
Yeah.
She got away. She ran away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do go a little bit more into depth about Black Noir and why he is the way he is.
I figure he's just some fucked up experiment.
No.
Nope.
No.
In the comics, he is.
No. Yeah.
Because he was supposed to, in the comics, he's a Homelander deterrent before he raped Butcher's wife. Because in the comics, he's a Homelander clone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But not in the show. Huh. He a full-on black
man. That fight between a Homelander.
A full-on black man. He's a nigga name. Hey, man, I don't know.
No, he's a black man. He ain't a nigga.
Oh, he's a black man.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Excuse the fuck out of me, sir.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll understand when you watch it.
Oh, no. When you said that as a black man, I understand what the fuck you mean. You know what I'm saying? Once you understand the difference between niggas and roaches, you understand what niggas and black people are. You know what I mean?
Speaking of,
but I mean,
fuck A-Train. He done pissed me the fuck off, man. Oh, dude, that whole season, he pissed me off.
Hey, yeah, man. Homelander, I don't know why. Kudos to Homelander for digging in his ass so much, because that whole Africa shit was bullshit. That shit, I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, that.
Hey, I'm like we just pitching the fucking shit in the office. I'm dude, saying, like,
I, dude. I thought of when Congress did the Kente Club thing. That's what it was.
Yo!
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that!
Yeah.
That's really. This show is terrible. That's a terrible idea.
This show is like one of the greatest satirical fucking things in existence. And that suit he put on was ugly as fuck, nigga. You couldn't just go with a simple red, black, and green, nigga. No,
they even get to like a Black Lives Matter thing. Like.
Yeah.
No, all lives matter! Hero lives matter!
Oh, hell no.
Dude, it gets deep. Like,
you know what? I think I did see a BLM sign in like one of the fight scenes or some shit in the background.
You probably did.
Yeah, no, trust me, because they have a superhero that goes a little too hard in the paint when it comes to black people.
Oh, shit.
He's like a cop that just beats on people.
Shit.
And they try to call him out, and A-Train did it in the most bitch-made way. And he's like, well, how about you just do like a publicity conference and apologize? And that's when the black folks in the community were like, no, man, like you don't seem sincere when you're saying this. You kind of just bypass it, right? And he didn't like that. He's like, you know, fuck you guys. It's not only your lives that matter. All lives matter. And once he just said that shit, I was like, oh, I already know where this is going. And fucking H.M. was sitting there just like a bitch. His brother was sitting there like, you gonna let this happen?
H.M. got a brother?
Yep.
Oh, man.
And something happens to his brother from that hero, and that's when fucking A-Train decides to goddamn take a stand.
Mm. Oh, but
and he drags him. He drags him, though. I mean, literally.
Oh yeah, no.
Drags him.
And he's not allowed to use his powers neither. But then they.
Oh yeah, because his heart's going to fucking explode.
Oh yeah, that's why that motherfucker went running over. Yeah, right.
That's too why Homelander was poking his belly fat fuck.
Yeah, like I said, a fucking girdle, fat ass off the stage. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Oh nigga, and later Homelander finally just like says, "Fuck it."
Oh yeah.
Can't none of you sons of bitches stop me. Yeah. So now I'm just gonna be me. Fuck it. And when he was at that rally. And threw the shit at his son, and Homelander just blasts his motherfucking ass, and he's like, for a split second, he's like, oh, I fucked up. And then the right wing, which you can clearly a spoof of fucking Trump supporters and shit, they're like, yeah! Fuck that libtard! And all this.
They did say libtard, like, legit.
And like all this shit, and he's just like,
fucking commie Marxist, socialist, like, for real.
And then Homelander's like, oh. Oh, okay, cool. Cool. I know where my place is now. I'm about to start acting like a complete ass.
Dude, like, because my friends watched this shit, and he hit me up. He was like, he hit me up through Snapchat. He's like, Brayden, have you watched The Boys? I was like, yeah, I've watched. He's like, that's your America. He's in Germany. He's like, that's your America.
Hey, man, it's sad when people can tell you what the fuck your country look like.
Dude.
Just from a show.
They call us the zoo. Like, you know, we always are. Yeah, we always pay to go see the zoo. We don't interact with the zoo, but we just watch. He's like, that's America right now.
Well, that's true.
It's the greatest show on earth. For better or worse. This is ridiculous.
That's more or less what they said. That shit was hilarious, though. I was like, yo, I need The Boys. I need, what was that one? Super Crooks. I need
Invincible. Oh, the animated one?
Yeah, yep.
That shit was dope.
I like flawed superhero societies because what we get in comics is not realistic.
Hey, man, but was Super Crooks flawed?
Huh?
Was Super Crooks flawed?
It had to be, yeah.
I don't think they were flawed, man. They were just unorganized.
No, because there was...
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, no, there was cover-up because Prometheus is, like, their Homelander. Yeah. He's the guy. He has so many powers, it depends on the day. He can
Jupiter,
have any power.
Jupiter...
Ascending?
Yeah. It's from that universe.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's on Netflix then?
Yep.
Yes. It was pretty dope, man.
Jupiter's Ascending, like, done right.
I just finished Ms. Marvel. I'm going through season 8 of Flash now. Ms. Marvel.
See, man, that's why I gotta catch up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm finishing The Boys by this weekend, though. Have y'all seen the animated series of The Boys, though?
Yes, The Diabolical.
That shit, yes.
I just watched the first episode with that baby.
Yeah.
That shit's ridiculous, dude.
Honestly, it's probably the best one.
Is it?
You know, to me. You know, just because it's the baby, and the baby's like, nigga, accidentally killing people. You know, like a fucking, I guess you would say a Looney Tune, you know? But just actually showing the blood and guts and shit of it. Because Wile E. Coyote used to get fucked up, but he kept shopping at
That's action. Exactly what I got. I'm like, this is a straight up Looney Tunes type shit, and I dig it. Because there ain't no, like, fucking, there's no real dialogue in it whatsoever.
No, they don't say anything.
Yeah.
The baby has the most lines.
Yeah. And it's just baby noises.
Right. You know, but yeah, that was probably my favorite. But, you know, they actually have an episode with Homelander in it. And, you know, it's pretty cool.
The fucking orgy. Oh, God, nigga, wait till you get to that goddamn episode. It's a superhero orgy. It's called Herogasm.
That actually sounds like it could be cool.
Dude, Frenchie is like... That's like
that's his dream.
Yeah,
like that's all he wants to do in life is go to Herogasm. Like if he could go to Herogasm, he could die 10 minutes later and his life is fulfilled.
But Frenchie's not a hero.
Nope.
But he wants to go.
He fucks a hero. I mean, I guess he fucks a super. Oh, girl is a super.
The Asian chick. Yeah, with her old fine ass.
She has the best fucking fight scene.
Yeah, she's a super. So he fucks the super, you know, so that's just one step.
No, they don't fuck. No, they don't fuck.
I thought they were fucking.
Nah, they're just super close. She kisses him at one point, and he pulls back and, like, just bolts. And and she's just sitting there like, well, fuck, I shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, I thought they
were. But the reason I won't spoil that for you because it's a character arc in his shit. All like, right. There's a reason for it with a chick named Nina. When she comes into play, that's a whole fucking.
Yeah. That's the chick, the Russian chick ran into like season one.
Yep.
Yeah, she comes back.
What was she trying to kill that nigga?
She wants him.
No, man, but some crazy shit happened, and that nigga had to run away. Like,
yeah.
She was trying to kill that nigga or lock him up.
That's the whole reason that he's with Billy and them.
And he ran the fuck away because they shot the place up or some shit.
She comes back, and then that story wraps up a little bit, and then it's a whole fucking thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a whole goddamn thing. Like, dude, so Nina was in Kansas City with her mom. I'm assuming they was just getting gigolo dick down there on a mother-daughter excursion.
I'm just going to assume.
Unbothered.
Just whatever. Different area codes that don't count.
So we know what you doing.
Hey, man, I've told everybody.
To rent out a room.
I've told everybody in this world I ain't shit. Like, right. Never pretended to be.
I ain't never lied about it. Like, I mean, what you honest, people can't expect much of you, for real.
Yeah, for real.
That's why I tell, hey, man, I'm an asshole. It comes by nature, but, you know.
Like, I don't mean to. It just happens. But, So I had watched the first episode of The Boys, and she was like, "Oh, you motherfucker," because we watched it together. And I was like, "All right, cool. I will not watch the rest until you get up here. Matter of fact, I need to watch you watch this moment." So I play the first episode for her, and when she gets back from KC, and she's sitting there, and when he goes in, when Termite goes in, she's like, leans back like, "What the fuck is happening?" And when he sneezes, she literally Macaulay Culkin this shit like, "Oh, what the fuck?" And I had to pause and just look at her. She goes, "What the fuck was that?" I was like, right? Who the fuck saw that coming? Damn sure not his boyfriend.
Real shit. But no, real talk. When he sniffed the coke and jumped there, I'm like, yep, he about to blow his ass up. Like straight up Rick and Morty, motherfucking
bum.
Amusement park.
The bum.
I'm like, yep, he about to blow the fuck up. And as soon as he held his nose, I'm like, yep, here it comes.
And when he was trying to crawl up Frenchie's ass, nigga, that shit. Yeah.
Hey, man, so what? The motherfucker gets smaller and just gets stronger like a fucking ant?
No, it's like Ant-Man. He still as strong as he is as a normal-sized human.
Yeah, but just smaller.
Yeah, he maintains his strength.
But as a human, this nigga ain't picking up Frenchie like that. This motherfucker threw the nigga.
Yeah, because he could do that as a regular-sized dude.
Well, I guess he was pretty tall as fuck, so yeah. He might have been. Okay.
And I was just like, wait. That was the theory everybody wanted for Ant-Man and Thanos. And they did this shit on The Boys. Like,
but through the wrong end.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no right end.
I'm like, yeah.
There's no right end when you're entering a match.
You know what? The
unless
like,
you the booty boy. Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, not sorry.
Thanos, I'd have seen your work. See, you snapped them fingers.
So that scene was batshit crazy.
And I want you. You can do it the easy way or the hard way.
I don't know if that was the easy or hard way.
Oh, no. Thanos would have been snapping them fingers. That nigga Warrior was snapping them cheeks, like, nigga.
I keep having the universe. You're still here. My odds are good, my friend.
He is a warrior.
The only thing that bothered me in that scene is...
everything.
No.
Huh?
It was when he was walking, scraping the inside of the walls, right?
Yeah.
You could see the light behind him. I'm like, that's not scientifically accurate. Like,
you were thinking,
really? Yeah.
How do you know? Have you been in a dick hole before?
I just know. Nigga, ain't no light shining through.
It might be. Nigga, how do your nut know where to go?
Someone smarter than me figure that out, because I don't feel like doing that research.
Yes, you do.
But think about it. How does your nut know ignorantly, which way to exit without the light?
Because it's only one way. It's a straight up.
That's what they tell us.
It's a super highway.
That's what they tell us.
And it's only one way.
Imagine setting that set up. So, honey, what set are you building today? I'm building the inside of a penis.
Because you know that was a gigantic fucking set, dude.
Yes, it was.
And it's all slimy and shit in there.
The funniest thing was when Butcher put him in the coke bag and shook that
bitch. Oh, man.
I was like, yo, he definitely fucked up.
Yeah.
Just the way they introduced Termite.
He was going to die. Right there.
I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't. But right. I mean, at the same time, if you Termite, like, why are you full size taking coke anyway? Because you can get the most out of your coke.
That's true.
Because you can take just like a little granule and be zooted out your fucking mind.
But a normal size blunt, and that can last you weeks.
But does that coke have the same effect when you get back, you know, grow back?
Nah, just ride your high out small. Fuck it.
Just don't crawl in no dicks.
I mean...
Or make sure you take your allergy pills.
His first little half sneeze, when he get just blurred, I was like, oh no. I had my phone in my hand, like, I was texting him. If what's going to happen is about to happen, I'll be pissed.
I seen it. As soon as he's like, yep, here we go. I'm like, yep, this nigga about to blow his ass up. It ain't going to end right. Straight up anatomy part.
Nina was like, when's season 4? I was like, not for at least another year and a half. Unfucking fortunately, dude, because... And then fucking Homelander's son at the end. And I was like, well, this ain't good.
Mm-hmm. Grooming.
Like that, huh?
Grooming.
He rides with his dad now.
Oh, so he finally got him.
He finds him. and he's talking to him, and but yeah, this
Butcher
is,
pushed him away because he's like, I don't want you to get be a part of this.
Yeah, instead of Butcher just saying, hey, little nigga, like, I need you to, right, to be right. over here for a while. He does it the most dickhead way possible. He's Butcher. Yeah, exactly. So, and then
man,
when...
I didn't say the man was perfect. I just said he was shit.
And then Homelander finds him, talks to him a little bit, and his son's like, I love you, and all fucking lame like that. And then once Homelander kills that quote-unquote libtard, and his son sees all the motherfucking cheering for him, he just gets this real disturbing smile like, oh yeah.
Like, we are can, above these people.
We are way above. We are gods to these people. And it's just like, I'm like, well, this is about to be a fucking... Now I want to see where the fucking Soldier Boy fucking with... what's her name? Mallory? No, it ain't Mallory. What the fuck is her name? The military chick that Butcher knows, the older lady.
Oh.
Colonel?
Yeah. I forget her fucking name off the rip.
Who gonna fuck her? Butcher?
But no. They go back in time. They show her from the 80s. They show her and how she was whole wrapped up in this shit from then with Soldier Boy and them. And yeah, it's a whole goddamn.
So, yes or no, does Butcher and Homelander fight?
Yes.
All right, that's all I want to know.
Yes, 100%.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah, with the powers and everything.
Bro, it's a.
That's all I want to know.
At one point, it's a fucking handicap match. It's Butcher and Soldier Boy versus Homelander. And they are banging. They are throwing hands. Fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And why? Maeve proved how strong she is, too, because she goes one-on-one with Homelander.
You ain't know how...
No, I knew she was... Woman. I knew she was strong, but, like... In that verse, Homelander is just like leaps and bounds stronger than everybody. But she giving fucking... She giving...
I already knew Maeve was that strong,
though.
Like,
oh, she giving Homelander the business.
Oh, she's the fucking superhero lesbian. Of course she's strong as fuck.
Six-piece, no biscuit.
Man, of course. When she took that goddamn pin and was like, ka-kow, right through the ear, I was like, oh, shit.
You know, but see, that's why I'm surprised she didn't stop him on that plane, but it was too many casualties and shit already, you know? But, like...
That's also one of my favorite scenes of that whole show of all three seasons. When she's like, can't you go out there and stop the plane? He was like, what am I stopping it against? There's fucking air out there. I have nothing to stop against. I'm like, oh, this nigga ain't strong as Superman. Like, yeah. At all.
Trust me, when they put him against, like, Omni-Man and shit, I'm like, Omni-Man literally disrespected his son around the globe.
Hey, I was going to bring that up, but you brought it
up. I'm like, yeah, you saw the death battle. Hey, did you see the death battle, Omni-Man versus Homelander?
Screw attack. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with y'all even bringing that shit in the atmosphere. That was the dumbest battle I'd ever seen. Like, Omni-Man fucking dog walk him. Yeah. Like, even his feats before you showed the fight, you knew how it was going to end. Why? Dude, why waste your fucking time?
When Omni-Man got... ported to another dimension. He uses speed alone because they don't fly in ships to the other planets.
No, so
he
has
to
be massively
faster than light.
Yeah.
And he just bulldozed everybody.
What it took him a week or something like that to get from his planet to Earth?
Well, I mean, in Earth time, it only took him a couple hours. But in there, it took him, like, months.
Yeah.
Right.
And he literally uses speed to light the atmosphere and fuck them up.
Right.
I mean, I can see Homelander and Superman. Yes, I can see that. Omni-Man, dude, this nigga been beating niggas' asses before Vought was even thought of.
Superman would whoop Omni-Man's ass, too, though.
He would.
Omni-Man?
Yeah, he
Superman
would.
Superman would not beat Omni-Man.
You crazy as fuck.
New 52 Superman is the weakest version of Superman, feet-wise.
Yep. And he'll still watch Omni-Man.
No,
he would.
I don't believe that. Dude, I have to see that.
Dude,
maybe Screw Attack should have did that shit instead of wasting
Screw Attack sucks
money
at scaling.
on the fucking Omni-Man versus Homelander.
But
I don't believe.
If you read the first chapter of New 52, Superman, it might be the first chapter, but he was on the dark side of the planet, pretty much benching the whole planet with no sunlight at all. Just getting his workout.
No sunlight. Like, not a crack in the motherfucking...
None. Complete darkness.
Super... How long was he in this sunlight? I need to break this down.
Superman is way faster than Omni-Man. Like, way faster. Like, as fast as Omni-Man gets from Earth to his home planet, Superman would have got there back, like, three times.
Oh, okay.
He's way stronger.
Why? Because of the sun.
Just, well, yeah.
Sun helps.
Yeah, but he is. He has more powers than Omni-Man does. Omni-Man.
Okay, yeah, he does.
Omni-Man don't have laser eyes, does he?
Nope.
Yeah. No.
They just have super strength and flight.
Yeah.
I thought he had fucking breath or some shit. Nope.
No, he can hold his breath for like a week or three weeks or some shit like that.
He can technically breathe if he can survive the vacuum of space.
Yeah. So it's just super strength and flight.
But it's like he's told his son, he's like, how do you breathe in space? That's a funny thing. You don't. You just hold your fucking breath.
That's it. Hold on, man. Omni-Man got more than fucking super strength and flight.
Nah, I mean, he has super speed to an extent.
I mean, they can heal fast.
Yeah.
And they live for a long fucking time.
They're somewhat invulnerable, but other fucking Viltrumites can fuck them up.
Yeah, but Superman's not a Viltrumite.
Yeah, he's a Kryptonian.
Right.
And they're the most OP'd fucking beings.
Dude, there's more Superman authors than there are Viltrumites.
So in hindsight, you got so many versions of Superman.
This is why a lot of people don't like Superman, and people like other characters like Goku or whatever, because Superman is just, he's literally a plot-driven character. Like, the only thing he hasn't done is what they haven't written yet.
Well, I'm just going to say I don't believe it until I see it.
That's fine.
I have to see that.
I mean, that's cool. I get it. We're all wrong.
We're not all wrong. We ain't all right. Sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, Superman washes him, dude. Like, it's not even. Once you see Homelander and them, like, you concede that Omni-Man beats Homelander, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be the pecking order. It'd be Superman, Omni-Man, Homelander.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if we're going just like all Superman like esque characters, it'd be like Superman number one. Probably Sentry or Hyperion number 2 and 3 respectively. Omni-Man's like maybe top 5. Yeah. Like just the Invincible verse alone gets washed by DC.
Yeah, because I mean, if you read the comic, which you probably haven't.
Which one?
Invincible?
Oh, no.
Well, here's the pecking order is Mark and Thrag are the two big wigs, and then his dad.
Thrag's a fucking beast. I can't wait till he shows up on the show.
Him and Beast.
Battle Beast?
Battle Beast, yeah. Like, Battle Beast, like, he up there too in that verse. And
Thrag is the alien, right?
Thrag is his brother.
Okay.
He's
the king.
Yeah, and he's also fucking Omni-Man's brother, right?
Yep.
Older brother. And he is the epitome, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you can't stop us. We're taking this shit over. I don't give a fuck. You want to disobey some shit? Karate chop, you're dead. But, you know, just way worse.
Way worse.
Thrag is a fucking savage.
Find a planet that sustains life, rape somebody, get a hybrid, and bring them back, and then we're going to invade that place and make them live correctly. That's their whole shtick.
Yeah.
You guys aren't.
We're going to make you live peaceful, even if we got to beat your ass. Like, for real. It's like, if aliens came to the projects and was like, hey, y'all niggas is fucking up. We're going to kill half y'all. Now, the other half of y'all better fucking live right, or we coming back.
Real shit.
Be peaceful or die, motherfucker. That's what it is.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Yeah. Shit. So, to wrap this shit up, where does The Boys rank in terms of, like, superhero shows?
I put them up there.
Because I personally, I think where it stands right now, Daredevil is my absolute favorite superhero show. But The Boys is right fucking up there. Speaking of, they're bringing Daredevil back.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yes.
Daredevil and
Jessica Jones, I think, is coming back too because they're talking to Kristen Ritter.
So they are going to try to do a.
Not all the Defenders. No, I think Luke Cage is going to be cameo based and just like Iron Fist.
Unless they do the Heroes for Hire.
People have pitched that, but there's no confirmation there yet.
It would be.
That would be better. Yeah. That would be so much better.
I'd rather see Daughters of the Dragon. Misty Knight and fucking and, Colleen Chung or Wong, whatever fuck her last name is. Yeah. That'd be dope as fuck. But.
Yeah. I would put, I mean, as far as shows go, I like the CW series. Just because, I mean, it's long-winded, but, like, it all ties in together. They did DC right in that sense.
Have you seen Lois and Superman?
No, I haven't. But I heard it's really good.
Surprisingly fucking good. Yeah. First season's on HBO. It's like, weirdly
I
saw it good.
After I watched
That dude who plays Superman is actually one of, he's probably my second favorite Superman behind Henry Cavill.
They don't even know if they're going to bring him back.
These sons of bitches better do it.
And he wants to do it,
He too. Is the perfect fucking Superman.
He wants to do it, but DC is literally just like, we're going to fumble this bag on purpose.
Hey, before we log off, can we just give a quick shout out to Ezra Miller? He's the hero we need.
Dude, I just want to say this before we even sign off. This movie better make me bust a whole ass nut, because it took this man kidnapping motherfuckers, telling the cops on IG, like, y'all can't get me. And they still haven't fired him until recently. Like, this movie
and now
better fucking blow.
It's rumored that it's coming straight to HBO Max like they did Wonder Woman and shit during the pandemic.
Oh, that's
and I'm like, oh, so he was doing all this for us. He's the hero we need. He don't want us in theaters spreading COVID and getting sick. He wants us in the comfort of our own homes enjoying this fantabulous movie that's supposed... Ezra Miller, president, 2024.
I mean...
Are you calling it?
I mean, shit, America voted for Trump. Why wouldn't they vote for Ezra?
I mean, right?
Yeah, you got a point there.
I mean, it's just... I'm only a couple TikToks away from stumbling across somebody photoshopping Trump's head on Homelander's body. God. They already did it to Rocky.
That's hilarious. Fucking yeah, anyway, the boys.
Log the fuck off.